play features. It's a weight gain chart that Dad is going to use to teach all of the pregnant mommies at the community center about weight gain. What do you think?
But outside the lines.
Okay, Mrs. Van Gogh. How would you like to try one? Go ahead. Right here. Go ahead.
Daddy!
Hey!
Flip, you almost ready?
Yes, dear.
Rudy. Hey, you're doing a great job here. You haven't been coloring that long, but look at that. You've got great artistic strokes.
Yeah, well, dear, I did these.
You went outside the line.
No, Rudy did this one.
Huxtable residents. Tony, ¿cómo está? Estoy bien.
¿Cuántos? 25. Ay, no me diga.
No, está bien, no, está bien. Pues nos vemos muy pronto, ¿ok? Ok, adiós.
¿Quién era, mamá?
Era mi amigo Tony Castillo, de Community Center.
Gracias.
Oh, Rudy, hablas muy bien el español. Well, what's the matter, Cliff? You feeling left out because you don't speak Spanish?
No, I just listen for my name.
Denise, we're leaving. Keep an eye on Rudy.
Okay.
Theo, let's go.
Coming.
Adios, Papa.
¿Quieres que me lleve al frente?
What?
Just listen for your name.
Chester, class was supposed to start 5 minutes ago. Where is Dr. Huxtable?
He's late.
I know that. Where is he?
My business is to look after what goes on in here. What they do out there is their business.
Well, when he gets here, I'm really gonna let him have it.
Well, that's your business.
Chester, great news. We got ourselves a new customer. Now, this is our main man. Anything you need, anything you want, remember, he'll give it to you.
Can I have a basketball?
Yeah, we have rules. You take a ball, you have to leave something in exchange.
But I don't have anything.
Then you don't have a ball.
Chester, I just gave you a big build-up. And this is the way you're going to treat our new friend? Now, son, I know you got something. Let me see your pockets. And I thought you said you didn't have anything. Look at here. A perfectly good piece of fuzz. Chester, give the boy the ball.
Thanks, Tony.
You got it. And remember, you don't return the ball, you don't get back the fuzz.
Tony, we got rules.
Didn't you see the look on that boy's face? You know what I saw? I saw happiness. I saw gratitude. I saw optimism.
All I saw was goodbye ball.
Hi, Chester. How's everything going?
You late. Your whole class been up here yelling at me. Get here on time.
Hello, Chester.
Well, hello, Mrs. Huxtable.
Why are you being so nice to her? She's late, too, Chester.
Well, she's late, but look good. You just late.
Hey, Cliff.
How you doing,
Tom? Yes, good to see you.
All right, thank you.
Ay, Dios mío, mira qué bonito está.
Ay, muchas gracias. ¿Dónde está la clase?
Arriba, en el salón 25.
Pues me voy,
Sí.
I'm just listening for my name.
I better get going.
Listen, before you go, come into the office. I have those pamphlets you wanted about tenants' rights.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Chester, got a ball? Thanks. Chester, is that all you've got? I'll take this one.
Tenants' rights pamphlets, all right. Here we go.
Tony, how do you ever find anything in here?
Claire, what's a mess to you is order to me. Pick any subject, any subject.
Field trips.
Good choice. Pick a year.
1983.
No problem. New York or New Jersey?
New Jersey.
There you go.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. You just got lucky, that's all.
Hey, I'm interested in arts and crafts, but I don't know what to take.
Well, we have pottery.
Who teaches it?
Mr. Edelman. Well, then there's oil painting.
Who teaches that?
Mr. Berkus. Well, there's flower arranging.
Who teaches that?
Miss Ingstrom.
Yeah, I'll take it. Hey, wait a minute. What do you teach?
I do legal counseling, and I'm married.
I'll stick with Miss Engstrom.
I'll see you later, Tony.
I'll see you, Glenn.
I have 30 seconds till my next session. I need a fix.
Well, bring it over here. I got a feeling the psychologist is having a very rough morning.
Very rough. I had 4 sessions in a row.
Oh, that deserves a kiss.
I just wanted to see the man I love.
Oh, that deserves another kiss. Have you any idea how rough a day I've had today?
Say no more.
I hear you.
Will that do you till lunch?
One more little one will do.
I'll see you at the usual place.
Yes, you will. You bring a tablecloth, I'll bring the food.
I'll be there.
Mr. Castillo?
Yeah?
Come here, please.
Theo, what's going on?
I was outside playing ball, and I saw 2 kids beating them up.
You okay? You look a little banged up.
He won't talk.
You know what, Theo? I think your father should take a look at this. Why don't you get him?
I'll go get him.
Yeah. Hey, Chester, give me the first aid kit, please.
I haven't seen this one before.
No, huh? What's your name, son? You new around here?
Maybe he can't hear.
Well, no, I think he heard that.
Maybe he can't talk.
I can talk.
Well, then why don't you tell us your name? I mean, at least look at me. Okay? If you're gonna look over there, I'm gonna go over there. Oh, come on, I'm not that ugly now.
There he is, Dad.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey. All right, son. Let me take a look at him.
He's not very talkative.
All right, come on, Ralph. Of course you wouldn't be talkative if some people beat you up, man. I remember guys in the neighborhood I was in when I was small used to beat me up until I developed a thing called the stare.
And it never fooled anybody. That's when he invented something called the run.
And that worked better than the stare. Well, I'll tell you something. Mr. Castillo is a very nice person to know. You ought to make him your friend. Not because big guys will jump on you and beat you up, but because he's in charge of the ping pong table. And if you want a ping pong table, see, and he's your buddy, you get up there and you say, Mr. Castillo, can I have a ping pong table? And he'll just bump people right off so you can get in there, you understand? You like ping pong?
You like basketball?
Cards? Public speaking! Oh, boy. Well, no charge for that.
Thanks. Thank you, Cliff.
You got it.
Uh-huh. I don't think you should have done that. Mm-mm. Because you're looking at one of the great chess players of all time. Unbeaten. In fact, I'm so confident, I'm going to sit down and let you make the first move.
Interesting move.
So in spite of what anyone says, you are not eating for 2 people.
Aww.
No. You're eating for only 1 person. Please, I don't care what you feel like. When you sit down at breakfast, you are not to eat a 7-course meal thinking that you're doing a wonderful job for that child. All right, now, fine. I have a few minutes left. Any questions? Yes.
Dr. Huxtable, this is my first baby, and I've talked to women in the class who've had natural childbirth.
Yes.
I hear scary things. How intense will the pain be during the delivery?
It depends. For some people, some women, it's... And then others, it's like... I don't know. All I can say is that you ought not think of it as pain, but more like... an uncomfortable contraction. Mrs. Mitchell, you have something to say?
Doctor, I've given birth to 2 children, and what I had was pain.
But I think that when you're talking to Mrs. Rodriguez, we want you to be more of a positive influence on her. Please.
Doctor, I know you've delivered over 50 million babies, but in my case, 2 out of 2 times, it felt like somebody tried to rip
my... I understand. Yes.
I have a
question, Doctor. I'm dreaming more than ever. Is that normal?
Sure.
Yes, but my dreams are getting so strange, because, like, the other night I dreamt that I was an engineer on a train, and I looked out and I saw my husband tied to the tracks. So I grabbed the handbrake, but I pull it, and it broke off.
I think that this form of subconscious resentment towards the husband is quite normal.
I'm glad you said that, Dr. Huxtable, because last week I dreamt my husband and I were in our apartment. Well, he gave me flowers, he cooked me dinner, and then King Kong climbed up the side of the building, reached in, grabbed my husband, and dropped him.
Mrs. Mitchell, I think that's all for destroying the husband. Now, I want to thank all of you for the food that you brought for my family and me.
Welcome.
You all take care of yourselves. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Doctor.
Bye-bye.
And, Doctor,
yes,
please be on time next class.
Or else you'll give me pain. I know that. Yes.
Hey.
Hi, Fred.
I'm fine.
When you were carrying, did you have any dreams about me?
Once I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know that machine in the junkyard that crushes the cars like this?
Was I in the car?
Mrs. Huxtable, ¿cómo estás?
Hace tiempo que no la veo.
Encantada de verlo.
Óigame, déjame decirle de un sueño que le estaba diciendo a su marido. Mm. Bueno, estaba mi marido y yo en el apartamento, ¿no? Viene King Kong. Entra así, agarra a mi marido y lo deja caer.
Cosa.
No me digas.
Sí, es verdad.
No me digas.
¿Sabes la máquina que destruye los carros? Como así.
Yeah, come on, let's go, dear. Yeah.
Pobrecito, él tiene que aprender el español.
Por
¿sí?
supuesto,
sí,
por supuesto.
Yo creo
yeah,
que sí.
Well, I just listened for my name, that's all.
Being served.
Ooh. Tony, if we were married, you think we'd still do this?
Of course we would. This happens to be my favorite part of every day.
Mine too.
Yeah, that's why you got the cheeseburger deluxe.
Ooh.
And I got the roast beef.
Mm.
Selena, heads up!
Sorry.
Tony, is there anyone around us?
Not that I can see.
Whoa! Kissing in the bar.
Can you believe it? The only chance we have today to get together, these two have to find us and come in and bother us.
Well, we're on our way out. But I just wanted to say that, Selena, you are a beautiful person to sit here in the park and have lunch with a man who blew $2.19 on you.
$2.59.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Now, Selena, if you have any bravery at all, you will leave this man and come to our house because the wonderful ladies that I had the meeting with today cooked some food for me. I have from Mrs. Scotty some linguine and cheese and veal. I have from Mrs. Mitchell some red beans and rice, and from Mrs. Ortega, rice y con zapatos.
Wait.
Rice. Rice.
What is rice?
Rice.
Rice. Rice y con zapatos.
Y con zapatos.
Do you know what you're eating?
No.
Rice with shoes.
Arroz con garbanzos.
Right. I'm going to eat it. Okay.
And you know something?
Mm.
You two are really the greatest people. And I want you both to know something. We appreciate all the work you do at the center.
Well, we just believe, take a little out, put a lot back in.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay.
Reset.
Let's eat up.
Tony?
Next time we eat at this restaurant, do you think you could get us a booth?
Oh, yeah, you bet. I got connections.
Excuse me. Are you Mr. Castillo?
Yes, I am.
The man at the desk said I'd find you out here. I'm Sonia Terron, Enrique's mother.
Enrique? Who's that?
Small boy, curly hair. You fix his hand today.
Of course. Please, please, sit down.
Oh, I don't want to interrupt your
lunch. No. Please, please sit down. This is my good friend, Selena Cruz. She's a counselor at the center.
Nice to meet you. Enrique called me today from your center. He was afraid to come home because he'd been in a fight. Thank you for everything you've done.
I really haven't done anything at all. As a matter of fact, Enrique wouldn't even speak to me. If you hadn't shown up today, I wouldn't even know his name.
He's been that way ever since his father died. He was a policeman. He was killed in the line of duty 5 years ago, and the man who shot him was released from prison a year ago. Well, ever since that time, Enrique finds it hard to talk to strangers.
I understand.
Oh, don't let my son fool you. At home, he's like this.
No.
Do you know where he is?
No, I don't, but I'll find him for you.
No, you stay. Finish your lunch. I'll find him.
Well, I'm glad to have met you. You know, you have a very, very special boy, and you tell Enrique anytime he wants to come to the center, he's welcome.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a nice woman.
Oh, yeah, she is. Hey, listen, we got to get to this cheeseburger deluxe, man. That cost me a lot of money.
Well, okay.
And you didn't even offer me a French fry.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I think we're being watched.
Oh, you're going to get it. Your mother was here looking for you.
I know.
Enrique, come on.
Well, I hope I see you again.
Maybe you will. Maybe you won't.
So long, Enrique.
My friends call me Papa.
To do, baby, let the fool see.
Cliff,
You are having linguine with veal mixed with arroz con garbanzos mixed with German chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm. I can handle it.
Do you remember what you said about the center today?
Yes.
Well, darling, I think that you are putting in a little bit more than you're taking out.
Listen, when those ladies next week ask me how was it, I have to tell them how it was.
What's wrong with them? Can't they see?
Dad, we both have to ask you something, and I think Denise should go first.
Uh-uh, Vanessa, you're going first.
Well, it really doesn't make any difference who goes first, does
Daddy,
it?
Daddy, yes, it does. It's known in this house that whoever goes first gets turned down.
But that's not altogether true. No, what is it?
Daddy, can I?
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Does this mean you're going to say no to what I want?
Yes.
Dad, that's not fair.
Maybe you should wait until he's done eating.
Okay.
Dad, can I?
No. Come on. Every time somebody, you know what? I did not have children so you all could change my name to Dad Can I. You know, the beauty of living with you all is late at night to go down the hallway, open the door to your bedroom, see the light fall on your faces. And I smile. You know why? Not because you're beautiful, but because nobody's begging. What is it you want to beg for?
Well, Dad, I saw those basketballs at the community center. Can I give them my new one?
I'm sorry. Sit down. Are you hungry?
No.
How old were you when your father stopped kissing you?
How old am I now? I get a little embarrassed, you know, but I think deep down inside, we all still love it. I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather kiss my wife.
The Cosby Show is videotaped in front of a live studio audience.